open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. You fill my soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find it there and lead it back home.
Wake me up!
Back top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, November 8th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Second hour. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. So, on the elections, the gubernatorial elections in New Jersey and Virginia in particular, I'm just going to, you know, the Fox in particular harped on the Ralph Northam commercials that he wouldn't renounce, attacking Ed Gillespie, blah, 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 blah. We're not, you know, the bottom line is there are no... They're all dark horses in these races. There are no real American patriots, I would say. Everyone's, you know, this is the big game. It's kind of like, it's like the NBA draft. You know, who's going to get the big contract? That's really the only question, you know? Speaking of the Chris Christies. I mean, these are states that are notorious for corruption, and it's not... that it's the state per se, you know, correlation does not equal causation, but it's just kind of, there is a momentum to it. There is a history of it. You know, Chris Christie, if you had done what Chris Christie has done, if I had done what Chris Christie has done, we wouldn't be on the major networks talking politics. We'd be wearing orange jumpsuits behind bars. But that's just a fact. Kind of like Hillary, kind of like, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're part of this power establishment that's pumping out stories like what I mentioned earlier, you know, the Sophia story, getting rights, so-called, in Saudi Arabia, you know, Tokyo issuing artificial intelligence, citizenship, and transgender candidates being elected to state legislature. I mean, this stuff is not accidental. As long as you're part of the establishment, hey, you're golden. But if you challenge that, well, that's when you start to run into problems, and you might, you know, find yourself the unfortunate victim of some untimely event that everyone will then later all around you say, oh no, that was, you know, it's no big deal. The Andrew Breitbarts, the, you know, Martin Luther King's, JFK, RFK, JFK Jr., speaking of elections, the folks that speculated. Maybe his plane disappeared because, you know, he was going to run for a New York Senate seat, and he would win. No doubt about it. There would be a reemergence of the JFK family. But when you challenge this network of criminals that are cowards who operate from behind the scenes because they don't have the courage to come out and say, hey, this is who we really are. So they operate a headless hydra. The New York mayor, what was his name? He said that back in the 20s. It's a hydra. There would have been a reemergence of the Kennedy family, but you challenge the thing and your family gets erased from history. That's Joe Kennedy's legacy now, sadly. Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein. I can't believe that Ahmadinejad didn't get bumped off. You know, you get Vince Foster. You get Tim Russert. Seth Rich, Michael Hastings, Daphne Galizia, the latest in the list of journalists. You know, Gary Webb, Fred Hampton, Congressman Larry McDonald, Congressman Louis McFadden, Robin Cook, Bill Cooper. The list goes on and on and on. If you poke at this beast and it doesn't, you know, it makes it too uncomfortable. Hey, who can make war with the beast, right? Or so it seems. But again, I digress. So the election's about the only thing I want to say is it's false opposition. I'll just put it this way: in these elections, false opposition. Either way, the House wins. I like that segment. I caught a glimpse of a segment on Cavuto yesterday. And who was it that said on that segment, well, you know, Chris Christie is the least popular governor in the nation right now. He's undaunted. He's unflappable, though, isn't he? I don't care. It doesn't matter. Hey, basically structuring is what it is. You can't redirect funds like that, and you can't embezzle funds like that, and you can't do this or that, but hey, he did, and you know, so unbelievable. Same thing with Terry McAuliffe. Where did that investigation go that Chuck Grassley was talking about? Hey, FBI, isn't Terry McAuliffe still under investigation for election fraud or campaign finance fraud? Yeah. Where did that go? It got memory hold. This is what happens. So anyway, back to some stuff from yesterday. There's all kinds of news. Things are going so fast. That's part of the deal. It's supposed to, the news cycle accelerates because that's the brave new world we're living in, which is supposed to, it's a trauma-inducing and induced experience that reinforces bad things like learned helplessness, Stockholm syndrome, and all kinds of other awful things. So I'll leave that at that. Maybe we'll touch on some headlines in a second. I wanted to say some things yesterday, though. The gun control debate. You know, we have all of these logical fallacies. I've mentioned it before. If you look at the arguments that are made in the press, they create these logical fallacies. I swear they do it on purpose because it works so well. It gets people more spun out. In addition to that, it's been a while since I've mentioned it, but what I call the glasnost effect. Remember, you go to the Wikipedia entry for glasnost, you see that, let's see, the way that, I wonder if that's still around, by the way, because that's been reworked and revised a million times like everything else. The evolution of and limits of Gorbachevian glasnost. In the late 1980s, the Soviet government came under increased criticism, and members of the Soviet population were more outspoken in their view that the Soviet government had become a failure. Does that remind you of anywhere? The population were more outspoken in their view that the government had become a failure. Where did that come from? Glasnost, what does it translate to? Publicity, or more specifically, openness and transparency. We just had 8 years of openness and transparency. And the seeds of it are germinating. Glasnost did indeed provide freedom of expression far beyond what Gorbachev had intended and changed, and I always say ostensibly, because that was the plan, and changed citizens' views toward the government, which played a key role in the demise of the Soviet Union. Wow. So basically what you're saying is you got people so worked up over government corruption, which is inevitable. It's kind of like, you know, if you have guns and you have a brutal, vicious, barbaric society that has guns, somebody's going to get shot. The guns aren't the problem. The brutal, vicious, murderous society that's encouraged to become more corrupt, more vicious, more awful. That maybe that's the problem. Maybe we should focus on character. What do you think? Call me crazy. And So, you know, it's just these things are – it's so ironic. Of course you're going to have government corruption. Glasnost played a key role in the demise of the Soviet Union. We see the same thing happening here in America. But if you have government, you have corruption, which is why smart people have said – limited government is a good idea. If you let this thing get out of, it's like, you know, George Washington talking about the fire. You can warm yourself by it, but beware. It gets out of hand, it'll burn your house down and you with it. I like the way Thomas Jefferson put it. Sometimes it is said in his inaugural address, sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. That's what the technocrats will tell you. No, you can't be trusted with the government of yourself. Oh, okay. Well then, save me, kidnapper, save me. Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer the question. That's Jefferson. Edward Abbey had similar sentiments, and you know, his words circulate these days. Speaking of guns, Edward Abbey, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Of course, people with guns kill more people, but that's only natural. It's hard, but it's fair. You know, speaking of all of this, I think I got to play for you a clip that the insanity, the spin, it's just so crazy. I happen to catch a clip from Stephen Colbert, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Unbelievable, man. This guy is just, it's crazy. Yeah. We should play this little tricky little bit of spin. You know, we obviously have a perspective. You and I, we probably don't agree on everything, maybe. I'm sure we don't. I hope we don't. It would be weird if we did, and I would be grieved at the prospect of not learning or growing. So we may not agree on everything, but I think we are mature enough, hopefully, in the words of the founders, virtuous, moral, and religious enough, so to speak, to be able to be civil and have a civil discourse and to say, you know what, I disagree respectfully. You read the correspondence, as I've mentioned in the past, read the correspondence between the founders and others on the periphery, and they can be in complete polar opposition on a subject, and they're still, you would never know it, completely respectful in their discourse. Humble, almost self-effacing. And today, I mean, I'm guilty of it too. It's awful. We're brutal, barbarous, murderous in our, even in our speech. That's not okay. And what do we suppose is going to happen when you create a society of people like that? Is it really guns that are the problem? Here is, just listen to this. I mean, maybe it's me, but this just sounds like so much crazy spin. Who wrote this? Go ahead. This is Stephen Colbert two nights ago.
The world is a harrowing place, and sometimes you just don't know what to say about it. For instance, I haven't the slightest idea how to adequately address the attack in Sutherland Springs, Texas, yesterday. 26 people, 20 others wounded, 26 killed, 20 others wounded in the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, Texas. People on a Sunday going to love and serve the Lord, gunned down by a madman with a semi-automatic weapon and body armor. Now, we are 35 days, something like that, away from the largest mass killing in American history in Las Vegas. Still don't know why that happened. If we will ever know why that happened, or anyone can ever explain why any of this happens. And everyone is heartbroken when this happens. and you want to do something, but nothing gets done. No one does anything. And that seems insane. Mm-hmm. And it can make you feel hopeless. Now, I don't know what to do, but I know that hopelessness is not the answer.
No.
You cannot give up in the face of evil. Nothing gets done about what happened in Las Vegas. They can't even pass a restriction on gun stocks, those bump stocks that turn a semi-automatic weapon into almost a fully automatic weapon. That died. No one's talking about that.
Right.
Nothing gets done to control the guns that kill 10,000 people a year around America, not just in these mass killings. And doing nothing, as I have said before, is unacceptable. But it's unnatural. It's inhuman. It just goes against our nature. We want to fix things. You want to respond to something terrible like this. Not just now, but at any time in human history. 5,000 years ago, if your village had a tiger coming into it every day and was eating people, you wouldn't do nothing. You would move the village, you would build a fence, or you would kill the tiger. You wouldn't say, well, I guess, you know, someone's going to get eaten every day because the price of liberty is tigers.
No.
You take some action. Now, this hopelessness, this powerlessness you feel when nothing gets done is something, as I said, we can't give into. Because I actually think that there are some people out there, some truly evil people out there, who want you to feel powerless just for a buck. Because if you feel powerless enough, you know what might make you feel more powerful? Going to buy a gun. It's a vicious cycle. Violence happens, nothing gets done to get rid of the guns, and people buy more guns to protect themselves, and now they're just more guns out on the street. And yes, this guy wasn't supposed to be able to buy a gun, but he could because they're on the market, these semi-automatic rifles. So what do? If you're not going to be hopeless, but you feel powerless, how do you get the power back? Well, I think there is one power you mustn't ever forget, and that is you can vote. You can go vote in 2018. Vote for someone who will do something. Because this is an act of evil, and the only thing necessary for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing.
Well, I'm not going to do nothing. You know, it's so crazy. The spin. Wow. You know, where do you begin? Bump stocks were not responsible for what happened in Las Vegas. Anyone with any sense will tell you that. That's ridiculous. And so we're caught up in that. Not only that, but the bills that have been proposed, like H.R. 3999, don't mention bump stocks, which is kind of a problem, don't you think? Anything that... increases the generally accepted rate of fire, I think is paraphrasing the language from the bill. And so, as some people have pointed out, then I guess caffeine is going to have to be banned because, you know, that can increase the generally accepted rate of fire. We got to ban coffee. And do you think passing legislation that affects 300 million plus people is like driving through a drive-through at McDonald's or something? And I'll take a bill for, you know, it doesn't work like that. Especially in this country where smart people still have firearms. Because not for personal safety. Again, what does the Second Amendment say? Do you love freedom? We pretend we do in this society. We pay lip service to it. But a society that really loves freedom, if we're founded on the principles that we say we are, the Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. It's like picking up that stick. You pick up one end, you pick up the other. Do you want security? Do you want freedom? A well-regulated militia is necessary. And therefore, The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3740. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. You know, for the folks that get into the whole, you know, what some would call the conspiratorial angle on things, if you want a kind of a fun mind bender, go to the YouTube channel James Munder and watch the video published yesterday titled "Is President Trump Posting on 4chan? ?" Mystery Q clearance. Go watch that, and the bottom line is it's all scripted. And speaking of YouTube, I think it's interesting just to kind of connect some historical dots. I've mentioned John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law, which I think is essential reading for all of us in America. That section in particular, things haven't changed, have they? He wrote, there seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America by degrees, he said, because that's how it works. But backing up, he began that paragraph with these words: in a word, let every sluice of knowledge be opened and set a flowing. The encroachments upon liberty in the reigns of the first James and the first Charles, by turning the general attention of learned men to government, are said to have produced the greatest number of consummate statesmen which has ever been seen in any age or nation. And of course, he went on to clarify, and I've mentioned that before, but you know, he's right. And so you can kind of see that happening on YouTube. These people that make these videos are fantastic. There's some fantastic videos and fantastic channels. And these are just, in many cases, just people. I'm impressed. I mean, it's intimidating, I think, actually, if you are thinking about making a video. It's really impressive. So in that kind of fashion, I believe, you know, it may have maybe producing another great number of consummate statesmen, which is fantastic. I fear it's too little too late. The smaller and smaller coterie of ne'er-do-wells, these pathocrats that have seized power and control of the world, they're on a mission, which is why we see this propaganda coming out all around the world. Like I said, you know, the Saudi, the Japanese, the thing, these are all, it's basically the same headline. It's all, we're ushering in the brave new age of transhumanism, with stories like Sonia rights in Saudi Arabia, AI citizenship in Japan, and Virginia electing first transgender person to U.S. state legislature. It's coming. It's coming fast, and it's not good. You know, I believe it'll be a short trip to crazy things like robots competing in sports. We've seen stories like that, which I think is why the drugging stories circulated so much. How do we make it fair for non-chipped people? But I digress. So back to the Stephen Colbert thing, just to wrap that up real quick. The spin is staggering. Kill the tiger, he says. You know, speaking of killing tigers, it would be nice to have a gun or two around the village to kill that tiger, wouldn't it, Stephen? Maybe, you know, facts and logic, don't confuse me with the facts. It's just unbelievable. Those people who want you to feel powerless, that sounds like Colbert. And all of these ne'er-do-wells who pump this narrative, this sewage, into the public conscience. You want to know what the answer is? Buy guns, have lots of kids. That's it. You know, there's not just an attack on one group or any other group. We're all under attack. Buy guns, have lots of kids. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast. And, you know, like I said, I mean, it comes down to simple things. That letter from Pike to Mazzini is kind of where it's at. It outlines the Third World War. Buy guns. Have lots of kids. Do the things that pathocrats tell you are bad. Oh, don't do that. Whatever you do, don't buy more guns. That's really bad, because then you'll be able to protect yourself. Don't have lots of kids, because then they can't really, force themselves on the world the way that they have been for a long, long time. And so when this subject comes up, you know, people get balkanized and are collided together. By the way, the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Davey, I'm sorry we lost you. I don't know what happened there, but if you call back, we'll grab you real fast. We get balkanized. You hear this narrative of this group or that group is we're being eviscerated. Our culture, our heritage, our numbers, our population, we're being eviscerated. It's all groups. It's everyone everywhere. Pathocrats have attacked the world. And, you know, Richie from Boston made a video recently. I think it was something like, do they have an antidote to chemtrails? I've thought the same thing for a long time without investigating it. How do they get sprayed and seem not to suffer the same ill effects the rest of us do? And the effects are numerous. You know, I think of guys like Dick Gregory talking in Congress, and Prince actually mentioned that. Listening to Dick Gregory say, hey, they're spraying us like bugs, and guess what? Sometimes that affects your psyche and your mindset. It can make you violent and aggressive. And, you know, he talks about manganese and where's the most popular, the most vicious and brutal population on the planet, et cetera. Anyway, we get pitted against one another. That's the wrong thing. We all need to kind of embrace arm in arm. And, you know, in the golden rule fashion, you've heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. Today I give you a new command, love your enemy. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. It's pretty simple. We're all under attack. Whenever this subject comes up, I always think of the World Bank's population growth numbers. Just search World Bank population growth. You'll get the map. I posted it in the chat area, roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. Click on that link. Look at the chart, the line graph. It says it all. Population peaks, the annual percentage of population growth peaks around 1969, then suddenly, I mean, look at the graph. It's just, it's pretty much straight down from 1969 to now. Keep in mind that you need at least 2% annual growth to sustain a population. And we're down below 1%, or around 1%, excuse me, 1.182 is what World Bank says. In other words, the world population is in decline. How did that happen? And then, you know, this gets back to what I was going to say before. And speaking of the chat area, real quick, who was it that posted that? The Noah Hyde discussion was introduced. Fred will probably appreciate this. I don't get off into this, but, you know, because it results in conflict, we shouldn't be fighting against one another. We should be banding together arm in arm. But speaking of the Noahide laws, and Richie from Boston, he did a video back in January, January 27th, I believe. Trump will usher in the 7 Noahide laws, one world religion. And, you know, if you're not familiar with this discussion, just do a search for Noahide laws, Congress 1991. You'll find HJ Res 104. Hey, man, it's a law. What fun is that? HJ Res 104, March 26, 1991, Education Day USA. Hooray! Isn't that fun? And then read it and then do some homework. Whereas these ethical values and principles have been the bedrock of society from the dawn of civilization, all this esoteric nonsense language, when they were known as the 7 Noahide laws. What? What's that doing being read on the congressional floor? That's weird. Do some research. Do some research on Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson and the Lubavitch movement. Do some research. It doesn't matter if you are a person that calls yourself a Christian or not. Just do some research and say, you know, for these folks that talk about separation of church and state, let's have this conversation. This does not belong in government. Anyway, I digress. So back to the gun control thing. You know, Roundup's glyphosate. MIT senior research professor Dr. Stephanie Seneff estimates by 2032, 80% of boys and 50% of all children, 1 in 2 children, U.S. born, will be autistic. Largely attributed directly and indirectly to glyphosate, Roundup's active ingredient. There are others, but glyphosate is the main perpetrator, and it has an impact on gut dysbiosis. It affects – it basically it kills good gut bacteria and allows bad bacteria to proliferate, and it's it leaches everything good, leaches minerals and vitamins and metals, good metals – and everything else, while allowing, you know, aluminum to stick to your brain and eat holes in it, which is a there's a causal link between that and Alzheimer's. It's, you know, causal link between that and something I forget. Just kidding, bad joke. But you know, so that's bad. You have these autistics, and now, you know, speaking of autistics and CIA mind control, you know, we're basically creating an army of Manchurian candidates with this. People who are naive enough to believe most things, even though they're cynical and skeptical. You know, it's sort of – it's like what do you call it? You know, it's like Asperger's in the autism spectrum. We're creating an army of Manchurian candidates, to generally paraphrase, naive enough to believe anything but – confused enough to have schizoaffective disorder and not quite understand the line between fantasy and reality. And so you introduce mind control, you introduce these scenarios where these become your Manchurian soldiers, essentially, and away you go, attacking the rest of the populace. That, I believe, is sort of happening right now. But again, I digress. SSRIs and psychotropics. According to numerous studies, a true causal link exists between serotonin disruption in the brain and violent aggressive behavior. Watch any antidepressant commercial and, you know, hear the side effects that usually last longer than the product endorsement these days. And they don't, as I've said, they don't ask, you know, they don't say ask your doctor if it's right for you anymore, because they'll get sued for that. It's clearly not right for you. But, you know, just ask your doctor about it. And for more on that, check out SSRIstories.com, a collection of over 6,000 mainstream stories citing psychotropic use as a pretext to violence. But, you know, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. We have an opioid crisis in this country. We need to declare a national emergency. Why don't we just get rid of the companies that make them? Yeah, but then what would we do for pain? And that we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Military service. According to numerous studies, military service, including non-forward deployments, causes PTSD. It causes PTSD. I mentioned, you know, what I was saying before, the Ethan McCord thing yesterday. I think, you know, if you're not familiar with Ethan McCord's testimony, you're considering military service, just listen to what he says about his personal experience. Anyway, military service causes PTSD. Is this news to anyone? Or as W likes to say, D or P or whatever, it's PTS now. It's not D. It's not a disorder. There's nothing wrong with you, even though your mind is broken for the rest of your life. Listen to what Ethan McCord says. I will never recover. Never. But, you know, we got to call it PTS because we don't want to marginalize these people. I'm going to go draw some pictures now. Ridiculous. I mean, what planet am I on? Beware, calculating your threat score. No, that's the name, Beware. The company, Beware, calculating your threat score, quote unquote. Essentially, working to predict future crime. Except you've never heard of a single instance where it has, have you? And you never will, because it's not really intended to do that. Just like the Western security agencies are really not intended to keep you safe. They really aren't. World Economic Forum, January 2016, What If Your Brain Confesses?, where panelists discuss the merits of reading your mind and presenting the findings as evidence against you in court. Fun! Future Investment Initiative, speaking of World Economic Forum, the Davos in the Desert. This year we had that, October 24th to 26th. And for more on that and the tie-in, go watch some of the creepy Future Investment Initiative YouTube videos. I'll leave it to the listener to look into those. Some of them, you know, FII 2017 opening is one here. Some that you might consider watching. They're horrible. I feel like playing a clip from the McAfee, Andrew McAfee video, but we won't. There's no time. Data-driven world, the future of information economy, that's scary. Thinking machines, summit on artificial intelligence and robotics, that's scary. Remember, what was it, January 2016, I want to say, when Klaus Schwab introduced the fourth industrial revolution, that concept? And, you know, we've been hearing about all this stuff, like the stuff that I just mentioned, the things that you've seen that are beyond horrific. You know, these AI gets citizenship, Sophia gets rights, these things that don't make any sense to the rest of it. These are the things that are planned. You know, you go watch the Andrew McAfee video, and it's what fascinates me. Is if I made a video, the one video that I have made that's on the Road Warrior Radio YouTube channel has, I think, just under 2,000 views or something like that. So who cares? No one knows. No one's seen it. 2,000 people is a, you know, doesn't even amount to a drop of water in an ocean. So, no one knows. It's not very influential is the point, I would say. I'm not – all I'm saying is – it's not like, you know, it's this huge influential thing that causes a societal shift. Hasn't been viewed millions or hundreds of millions of times. A couple thousand views. Meanwhile, you watch Andrew McAfee's video, Day 3, Future Flash, Andrew McAfee, the Future Investment Initiative video, 461 views today. Yet this is kind of the heralding of the shaping of the future. 461 views. He's talking to his fellow bad guys in the audience, because that's all who gets to show up and participate and listen. It's all who will show up at Davos. Who can afford to do that? Take the time and do that and go glad hand and backslap with each other in Masonic fashion. 461 views, but this is what's coming. This is the future. I hope that makes sense. It's just, it's astonishing. This is the telling. Here it comes. Day 3, Building the Future. Day 3 in conversation. Peter Thiel interviewed by Maria Bartiromo. That's an interesting one. By the way, have you seen the giant eye? That freaks me out. I'm going to post this in the chat area real quick. Go check out futureinvestmentinitiative.com. I'll post it right now. And I will, in caps, I'm going to type, check out the giant, in parentheses, all-seeing eye. And creepy. Creepy. You know, it's weird. Check that out. See if it doesn't crash your browser. It's weird. With all these forces, so back to the point of gun control, this gun control narrative that we hear about, guns are bad. Think about all of those, the way that this society has been stacked against people. With all these forces engineered to conspire, glyphosate, SSRIs, military service, beware, reading your mind, and predicting future crime. And of course, there's the propaganda from cradle to grave. With all these forces engineered to conspire to stack the deck against the common man, why would you leave yourself or your posterity vulnerable in any way if you can avoid it? The bottom line is, you've been crippled, America, economically, morally, spiritually, and the confiscation of your arms is the final step to leave you absolutely defenseless, helpless. So to the folks who've been conned, it's the very forces who are calling to disarm you, who seek to do you the most harm. It's Stockholm Syndrome. Don't jump into the lap of your kidnapper. Don't hug your kidnapper. It's a bad idea. When government, so-called, what I would call a rogue political regime, says you don't need and shouldn't have guns or sharp things, remember the story of Israel and the Philistines? Get knowledged up and buy more guns. AR Outfitting has some good stuff. If you don't already have a local favorite, either find one or start at ARO and have lots of kids. Do what the establishment tells you not to. That's under the auspices of virtue, morality, and religion, that is. Of course, that's always a predicate. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few...
Segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. In these crazy times, some great stories over at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Check it out. The Saudi purge, to me, again, that seems like a night of the long knives. But the story posted yesterday, second Saudi prince confirmed killed during crackdown. That's Zero Hedge via blacklisted news. Scientific study shows decades-old police training responsible for thousands of unnecessary deaths. Well, yeah. You know, one of the things I was going to say, speaking of that, was speaking of this conflict, do we see a problem when you have, you know, I mentioned the ways that the individual is assaulted in this society, traumatized, literally, in the last segment, around glyphosate, SSRIs, military service, propaganda, thought crimes, etc. But in addition to that, we have a society where, go look at the 1965 Immigration Act and see the shift that it created. This is something that I'll talk about more soon. But the shift, there's that map that floats around that you can look at that was posted last year, the immigration map from 1820 to 2013, I want to say. And look at the shift that happens around 1980 after the 1965 Immigration Act. And folks are talking about this, but they're not being specific enough. And so, you know, include in that, basically what happens is, I'll say it this way, you know, is it me or is it ironic that our two greatest allies, so-called, we constantly hear from the foreign policy establishment that so-called Israel and so-called Saudi Arabia are the two greatest allies in the region. Yet so-called Saudi Arabia is the wellspring, the headwaters of Wahhabism and Salafism, the most ruthless and oppressive ideology on earth, where ISIS gets its directives. And if that weren't, and, you know, eclipsed perhaps only by the human rights abuses and violations well documented, the UN Human Rights Council agrees, eclipsed by only Israel. And if that weren't enough, what's even more astounding, I would say unconscionable, is the 1965 Immigration Act shifted the bulk of American-bound emigres to largely Middle Eastern and African countries, precisely the area known for this ideology, Wahhabism and Salafism. Not necessarily cause for alarm, but probably at least cause for thoughtful reexamination. But wait. Then in the late 70s, the CIA and comrades begin arming, training, and funding these anarcho-terrorists in the region to the tune of more than $500 million, with a B, by 1987. But wait, there's more. Then the CIA, it gets better, as if the if that weren't enough, during the same period, as we've been seeing a rise in cultural Marxism, particularly since the 1960s, and up to the most prestigious universities, no less, during the same period, we've been relying more and more on the most brutal and oppressive human rights violators on the planet, Israel, so-called, to train our military and law enforcement. And in contravention to Posse Comitatus, training them undifferentiated. Call me crazy, but this sounds like a social Molotov cocktail. But come to think of it, American exceptionalism has sort of come to embrace both these extremes. So I guess birds of a feather. Anyway, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
People of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.